What have remained constant over the decades are the fundamentally different perspectives.
And they are a human being with a body, soul, and spirit. And we, as a country, as a nation, have a duty to protect these people, these preborn people.
People should be able to access health care, whether it's abortion, whether it's birth control.
Maureen Taylor and William Olmsted are each positioned outside affiliated medical services on Milwaukee's east side, but on opposite sides of the street. The tiny clinic was licensed in 1979 to perform abortions and offer other reproductive services. Olmsted is across the road among abortion opponents holding signs and chanting. He says he's been coming here nearly every day for the past 5 years. Beforehand, he spent a couple decades demonstrating outside other local clinics.
I was up at Brown Deer, then that closed, and I was down at Water Street, and that closed, and now I'm here at Affiliated on Farwell at Ogden, and hoping this will close in a couple days. You know, that'd be nice.
Olmsted says while the new state law has sparked debate over abortion rights, he's witnessed more overt battles. He says, for instance, police arrested him in 1992 during massive protests outside a clinic in Brown Deer.
The crowds are so big that the streets closed down.
Olmsted says he believes life begins at conception and a fetus is a baby, so he cannot stop fighting on their behalf. Maureen Taylor says she has 3 daughters and 3 granddaughters, and she won't stop lobbying for their right to choose whether to give birth.
All of these people that want to put their religious views before women's health care.
Taylor is one of several people wearing red vests standing outside the clinic door. They escort women into the building. In fact, while we're talking, 2 escorts walk to the corner to flank a woman headed this way. Taylor says she's been volunteering here for more than 20 years.
I became involved with clinic defense in 92 when a large group of people were coming in from Buffalo, New York that had tried to close clinics there. They started going to different places where the laws were weak and they could try and block clinics, block access to clinics.
Taylor says clinic blocking began in the mid-70s, not long after the Supreme Court legalized abortion in Roe v. Wade. Eventually, federal authorities prohibited protesters from interfering with business. Yet Taylor says exchanges boiled again while the country debated so-called partial birth abortion. She perceives emotions now reheating with the passage of new state rules. It is just the latest chapter, according to Tanya Atkinson. She's executive director of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. It formed back in 1935 when abortion was illegal here.
We knew of individuals that were, you know, helping get women resources so that they could go to states where abortion was legal and, you know, trying to make those connections to ways that they could access safe abortions.
Atkinson says some Wisconsin women sought out secret providers here, thereby facing unregulated procedures. So pro-choice activists started building a legal case. The pro-life movement here started taking shape when it became evident the abortion issue would wind up in the Supreme Court. The group Wisconsin Right to Life formed in the 1960s, according to legislative director Susan Armacost. She says at the time, activism consisted of educating people in churches and civic organizations. Since losing Roe v. Wade, Right to Life has relentlessly pursued state regulations.
We've passed numbers of bills dealing with taxpayer abortions. We have done the parental consent bill. Last session, the webcam abortion bill, making sure that women who get abortion drugs are seen personally by the physician who is prescribing them. Also, making sure that women are not coerced when they're having abortions.
Armacost does not foresee the battle over abortion in Wisconsin and across the country ever ending. Passions on both sides are deeply rooted. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.